Good morning. Good morning. It is Resurrection Day, the Lord's Day, June the 23rd, in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It's Sunday, and that means we're bringing the Psalms. We're going to be going with Psalm 10. Our entry is entitled Life Perspectives. Remember, this is the work of Timothy and Julie Tennant, great heroes of our time in the Christian faith, have done a magisterial work on the Psalms, including meditations, including an entire metrical psalter. And we're working our way through it on Sundays. We're going to go with Psalm 10 today. I'll read the psalm, then we'll read the reflection, and then we're going to sing the psalm. So how's that? Hear now the word of the Lord from Psalm 10. Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In his arrogance, the wicked man hunts down the weak, who are caught in the scheme he devises. He boasts about the cravings of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord. In his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. His ways are always prosperous. Your laws are rejected by him. He sneers at all his enemies. He says to himself, "Nothing will ever shake me." He swears, "No one will ever do me harm." Arise, Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, "He won't call me to account"? But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked man. Call the evildoer to account for his wickedness that would not otherwise be found out. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. This psalm is a continuation of the acrostic that we looked at last Sunday in Psalm 9. An acrostic, as you recall, is a poetical form where every verse begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. This psalm powerfully juxtaposes two different perspectives on life and on the unfolding of human history. There is the human perspective, and there is the divine perspective. The psalm opens with the psalmist caught in trouble and wondering why the Lord seems so distant and unconcerned. Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? Verse 1. At every turn, the psalmist sees the righteous perishing and the wicked prevailing. This psalm is not content to merely describe the wicked. It actually brings us into the inner thought life of the wicked. Quote, "In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. His ways are always prosperous." Verses 4 and 5. Three times the psalmist brings us right into the inner thought life of the wicked. Quote, "He says to himself, 'Nothing will shake me. I'll always be happy and never have trouble.'" Verse 6. He says to himself, "God has forgotten. He covers his face and never sees." That's verse 11. Why does he say to himself, he won't call me to account? Verse 13. The circumstances of the psalmist and the wicked seem to confirm this arrogant attitude. This is life and history from the human perspective. Psalm 10 also gives us a beautiful glimpse into the divine perspective. The Lord is King forever and ever, verse 16. From the perspective of the enthroned one, we see the final end of the two paths. All the schemes of the wicked will be brought out into the light of God's divine justice. The arm of the wicked will be broken, and they will have to give an account for their wickedness. The nations will perish. In contrast, the righteous will find in the end that the afflicted will be heard. The fatherless and the oppressed will be comforted. And today's terror will be replaced by the joy of His divine presence. So take heart. Remember that the day of the Lord is coming, and all things will be set right. So now we're going to sing this psalm, Psalm 10. And the tune we're going to sing is called Morning Song, also known as My Soul Gives Glory to My God. You will feel in this tune a kind of a minor chord, a minor key. It has a tone of sadness to it, maybe a little bit lament. Why, Lord, do you stand far away in times of trial and pain? The wicked ones in arrogance afflict the weak for gain. Let them be caught in schemes they plan. The wicked boast indeed. They boast of cravings in their heart, renounce God and bless greed. In pride they do not seek Him, and they think there is no God. They prosper and consider all God's judgment as a fraud. They sneer at foes and think these words, for nothing can shake me. I'll always know this happiness and trouble I'll not see. His mouth is full of lies and threats and evils on his tongue. He waits to ambush innocent, to murder old or young. For victims he in secret waits, like lions wait for prey. He lurks that he may seize the poor and drag them off to slay. He crushes helpless ones who sink and fall down hopelessly. He says God has forgotten this and he will never see. Arise, O Lord, lift up your hand, forget not those in need. Why do the wicked spurn you, God, and say he will not heed? But you, God, see our woe and grief, you take it all to mind. The helpless ones know you're their help, a father orphans find. Oh, break the arm of evil ones, call them before your throne. May all their deeds come into light, in judgment be made known. The Lord is King forevermore, the nations will not stand. O Lord, you hear the cries of all afflicted in the land. For you defend the fatherless, and justice you'll outpour, so that the wicked of the earth may terrify no more. Amen. I should have specified to you again today that you'll have to click on the link. I mean, maybe we can get these metrical psalms now included in the post. I'll work toward that, having that included in today's post. But we've done it again, friends. We've sung our second psalm from this Psalter. And we're better for it. Those words have been now grooved into our soul in a way like they weren't before. And they are now doing their work within us. They're sanctifying our imagination. They're shaping our lenses. They're custom fitting a set of glasses onto us to look on the world and life. Just there's really nothing like this. There's no substitute for this. And remember, singing psalms is an acquired taste. We don't have the muscle memory, most of us, for it. I don't. I'm learning as I go. I'm submitting to the form. I am allowing it to shape me. I'm not bringing my expectations to it. I'm willing to submit to expectations of me. Remember, the Word of God has got to get way below the water table of our own experience. It's got to get down into the subsoil, into the subconscious, into the deeper structures of our inmost being. We're complex creatures. We are made a little lower than the angels. We are made in the very image of God. And I can say I've neglected this songbook for far too long. Not anymore, right? Well, gang, it's Sunday, and now you're ready to go to the house of God, right? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'll see you at the house for the awakening, and for Timothy and Julie Tennant. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.